And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the night for Claudia Vincent's appearance in Larry Noble's Broadway hit play approaches, rehearsals backstage at the Hamilton Theater are more and more wearing. Right now, for example, it's nearly 5:30 on a hot summer afternoon. Endlessly, the cast has been going through the scenes where Claudia will appear. Now, as Harold Ramsey, producer of the play, watches from the dark in front of the theater, he listens critically to Claudia's reading of the lines.
Haven't I shown you in every way that there isn't anybody else? Haven't I sacrificed everything for you? Position, reputation, and still you doubt me.
Hold it, hold it.
Oh, now what have I done that's wrong?
Miss Benson, I've told you about that business of wringing your hands. It's out. I don't want to see that flutter of hands and that handkerchief waving about.
But, Mr. Ramsey, I have to do something. This is a very emotional moment.
Exactly, and that's why I don't want it hooked up with a lot of phony gestures. Now, let's get back to the first of that scene.
Want me to make my entrance again?
That's right. Oh, Larry, skip all the crossover business. Just take it from where you say it began soon after you left.
Right. It began soon after you left. The day we met for tea, remember? You said you had to see your lawyer. But scarcely half an hour later, I ran into you with Donald at the Zebra Room.
And what were you doing there? Well, surely you don't expect him to believe that Cynthia was just a casual friend.
It's no use, my dear. The thing is over, finished, dusted off and put back on the shelf. I know too much now. My eyes have been opened at last.
You have no right to believe such lies about me. Haven't I shown you in every way that...
Hold it. All right. That's enough.
Now what's the matter? What did I do this time?
Just skip it for now, Miss Benson. Just take half an hour. Everybody be back on stage in 30 minutes.
But, Mr. Ramsey, I did exactly as you said.
All right, Miss Benson. All right. Let's say no more about it now, please. We have a performance tonight. I can't afford to have everyone exhausted for that time. Take a breath of air. Try to go for that business as I showed it to you. And don't fling your arms about them.
I never fling my arms about, Mr. Ramsey. But you expect me to stand there like a wooden dummy and...
I expect you to follow my direction, Miss Benson, that's all. We'll take a fresh start in half an hour.
Very well, Mr. Ramsey. I shall try to do better when we go on.
Good. Oh, I say, Larry.
Yes, Harold?
I'd like to speak to you for a moment.
Sure thing.
Larry, aren't you going to take me out to get something to eat?
Yes, I'll be right with you, Claudia. As soon as I talk to Harold, why don't you go down to Luigi's and wait for me?
That wretched place. I hate the sight of it.
All right, then. Go on to the little French place next door. It's cool in there. Be right with you.
Very well. I think that I didn't have any right to an opinion to hear Harold Ramsey talk. Just wait till after opening night. Wait till I've been talked about. Then see if I don't play this play as I see it. And I don't care who objects.
Howdy, Miss Vincent. They giving you a break now?
Hello, Pop. Gee, I'm so tired I could fall over in my tracks.
I know how it is. Ain't been on this stage door for all these years without seeing plenty of come out dragging. Don't take it so hard, Miss Benson. You'll make a big hit.
Thanks, Pop. Wish you were producing this play instead of Mr. Ramsey.
You better not wish no such thing if you want the play to last a while. Say, a fellow around here looking for you.
When?
A minute ago. Just turned him away. Blazing mad he was, too. Wanted to walk straight in.
What did he look like, Pop?
Looks like one of them magazine ad fellas. Tall and sharp looking.
And did he have blonde hair?
Yeah, I guess so. Didn't notice much.
Where did he go?
Can't be sure, but I think he went down the street and over into that French eating joint.
Thanks, Pop. Perhaps I can still find him.
Better take it easy. Too hot to be running like that.
So dark in here, I can't see a thing. I wonder if it could be...
Miss Vincent. Miss Vincent, oh, what a jolly surprise.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Well, what in the world are you doing here, of all places?
Trying to see you. I've had the devil's own time with that doorman at the theater. Wouldn't let me buy him for anything. I found you backstage rehearsing, is that right?
Yeah. We just had half an hour's break, and I came in here to get some iced tea or lemonade or something.
Then by all means, come over here and sit with me. Let me order something extra special just for you on a hot day like this.
Why, that would be wonderful.
You see, I do know something about what to drink in the tropics. I've lived all over, you know, in all kinds of climates.
You must have had a fascinating life.
I suppose you might say so, but I've never found it particularly exciting. Until now, that is.
Now? Why is it exciting now?
Can't you guess?
I suppose it's because of Julia Dixon. I've heard that you followed her here from Bermuda.
Really? Do you really believe that's what I meant?
But how should I know? I've only just met you, Mr. Wilson.
Oliver. You must call me Oliver. And I shall call you Claudia, because you see, Claudia, I feel that we know one another very well.
After just two short meetings? Oh, you do work fast, Oliver.
No, no, don't joke about this. I know it sounds mad, but I knew the moment I set eyes on you, the moment I, or rather you appeared there in Rupert Barlow's garden, that I had never lived until that moment.
I'm sure you don't mean that, Oliver.
Do you mean to tell me that you felt nothing at all? Wasn't there the least twinge of excitement, the least hint of something rather extra special?
You make me blush, Oliver.
No, no, don't be flustered. I'm in dead earnest. Is it so incredible that this has happened? Such things have happened before, you know. And I know in my heart that such a strong, overwhelming sensation shouldn't be crossed off lightly. Do you think I'm frightfully crude to speak this way?
No, Oliver, certainly not.
Then why not answer?
Because I can't. This is all so sudden, I can't believe it.
Oh, then this has all been one-sided, and I thought I could have sworn that you felt just as I did.
But I did, Oliver. I swear I did.
Then let's not waste any time. Let's not let this magic moment get away from us.
But I don't know what you mean.
We must be together, Claudia. You must say that you agree.
But how can I say such a thing now, on such short notice? I have my play to consider. My first Broadway appearance. After that, well, I don't know.
That will be too late, Claudia. I can't explain, but I won't be here that long. I'll be leaving the country very soon, and I don't want to leave alone.
But why do you have to go so soon?
My life isn't my own, Claudia. I wish I could explain, but I can't. Oh, my dear, do you believe that we could be meant for one another?
I don't know, Oliver. Perhaps. I've thought about you so much since we first met yesterday, and then when you showed up here late last night...
I couldn't stay away. Oh, I have Rupert's car outside. A policeman just put a sticker on the windshield, parking, I expect, and I'll tear it up. But come with me now, Claudia. Let's run away from everyone.
But I can't do that.
Why not? I promise you a far more exciting life than you'll ever find behind the footlights.
Don't you see? I just can't. I'm right in the midst of rehearsals.
I'll tell you were in here. I came to tell you, Claudia.
Hello, Larry. Well, Larry, will you just look who's here? You remember Oliver Wilson, don't you?
Of course. Oh, sit down, old boy. Let me get you something to drink. If we can find that blasted waiter...
Larry shows no inclination to sit down, and his expression is far from friendly as he looks from Oliver to Claudia. Meantime, back in Rosehaven, Long Island, we find Mary and her friend Maud Marlowe talking as they sit in the living room.
Oh, this has really been a day. It must be about the hottest day of the year. Anyhow, I'm wilted, and I've scarcely been out of the house. I don't see how you manage to look so cool, Mary.
I'm anything but cool. I've been simply livid ever since Larry drove Claudia into New York this afternoon.
Well, I don't blame you, my dear. Claudia is the most irritating woman I think I have ever met.
She has Larry absolutely hypnotized. He thinks she's perfect. He blows up like a skyrocket if I so much as say a word about her.
He'll get over that.
I'm sure he will, but when? And will he get over it before he wrecks our whole life?
I have a sneaking hunch that Claudia may turn her attention to Julia Dixon's handsome young man from Bermuda.
You mean because of what you told Oliver Wilson?
Yes. And from what I've heard of young Wilson, he's equally interested in purchasing a nice, comfortable income with his personal charm. So you see, if Claudia thinks young Oliver is the fabulously wealthy son of a great British family, don't you suppose she'd be interested on the spot?
Yes.
And on the other hand, suppose this young Oliver believes Claudia to be the daughter of a tremendously rich American family, using her money and her power to break into the theater. Wouldn't that appeal to the handsome young fellow?
And you've actually been planting these ideas in their heads, Maud?
Not such a bad idea, is it, Mary? Providing it works. And I feel very sure that it will. Didn't Larry say that Oliver was hounding the stage door already?
And Mary Noble smiled at the idea, and then she frowns again. Unable to believe that any plan so simple could work. But she could be wrong. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.